From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. A draft resolution in the UN Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for a cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports that resolution.
The past 5 days have witnessed one of the most extreme bombardments of civilian areas in the entire life of the conflict, ravaging what was left in the once majestic eastern part of Aleppo. The objective is simple: to take eastern Aleppo by force with no regard for the consequences it may have for innocent civilians.
Samantha Power. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. Here is Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time, the nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The sanctions are aimed at reducing North Korea's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day. This is VOA News.